Okay, a little bit more of the Damach Mastashvish, not so Nogela Maisa stuff, and then we'll get into the Nogela Maisa stuff in Simul Kuf Pei Zayin. That's the plan. So let's go through some of the kulas that the Gemara has about Damach Mastashvish. I mean, the Gemara itself expresses various kulas that we can rely on when it comes to Damach Mastashvish. So the Gemara tells us one of them is, and we started to discuss this yesterday as one of our nafkaminas in the Chakira, but now maybe we'll discuss it in a little bit more detail. The Gemara says, Im yesh la veses, tola bevesta. That if she has a veses, then we're tola bevesta. Then you don't have to worry about Damach Mastashvish. So what does that mean? That im yesh la veses, tola bevesta. So yesterday we quickly listed three shitos from Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, Mordechai. Today we'll more slowly list Rashi, Rambam, Mordechai. Right? So let's go through the shitas and the Rishon. So again, Rashi's shita is that she only sees Machmas Tashmish at certain times. That's what it means. And Yesh Leveses, if there's a schedule, a pattern to her Re'ias Machmas Tashmish. If she only sees Machmas Tashmish at particular times, she only sees Dam after Tashmish that occurs on a specific day of the month. Not when she has Tashmish other times, but she has Tashmish on a specific day of the month. That's when she sees Damach Mastashmish. So she can assume that the blood is from her normal period and not from the Tashmish. That it's more related to that day of the month than it is to the Tashmish. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph, in Sif Yud Aleph, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Isha Sharasa Machmas Tashmish, Uliachar Chatzi Shona, Chazra v'ra'asa machmas tashmish, muteris l'bayla. A woman sees machmas tashmish half a year later. We're not talking about that she's the, who's the ona, is may, shisha chadashim, a sailor or something? What does the Gemara say? A sailor? We're not talking about that her husband's a sailor and they have tashmish every 6 months. No, her husband's a tamachacham. They have tashmish every week. But 6 months later, she sees dam again, muteris l'bayla. She was not koveya in three even time periods. Mihu choshesh liachron pam achas. She should be choshesh for that last time, one time. Asura ona achas. So she should still be choshesh for a veset 6 months later. Vim kava vessel riyas damach mustashmish shloshesimni vessel shavah mutaris l'shamish bein vessel l'vessel ach he may have vessel parashas hashiachar shalosh panim. If she sees damach mustashmish every 6 months, so on that date 6 months later she should be parish. That's a vessel. But in between those vessels, it's going to be totally mutter. This relates very much to Rashi's understanding of what it means that if she has a vessel, so you're tola bevesta. You don't assume that she's always going to see machmas tashmish. If you look in the Torah Hashlamim. Os Lamid Vav. So the Torah Hashlamim writes, because of Ashach, v'nirali du adin levesra chodesh chosheshes. The Shach points out that she sees Damach Mastashmish 6 months later, she should not only be choshesh for 6 months later, but whatever day of the month that was, she should be choshesh the next month. Kigonim shim shepam shniya b'tesvav b'nisan chosheshes achkach l'tesvav b'iyar. She's still going to have the Yom HaChodesh. V'asru l'shamish b'tesvav b'iyar. V'im lo rasa b'tesvav b'iyar choshesh l'aflagas chati shana v'shuvin choshesh l'tesvav l'chodesh. Then she'll have to wait a half a year for the next chashash. But she doesn't have to worry about Tezvav in the following month. He said the same would be true on the first time. First time she saw Damach Mastashmish, whatever date of the month that was, the next month she'll have to be Choshesh. It's just that if she, the first time, she doesn't have a Hafloga yet of Machmas Tashmish, because Hafloga means that there's an interval in between two Re'eos, but that was her first time. And we'll see, when there's a Vesa Guf that's not connected to a time, it could be that you don't have to worry about it. Meaning, if a woman does a cartwheel and she sees Dam, it could be that she doesn't have to be Choshesh whenever she does cartwheels. If it's connected to a time, that's when we're Choshesh. We'll learn more about that in Simin Kuf Pei Tes. Now, if you look at the Torah Shalom Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Mutaris L'shamish Ben Vesel Vesel. So Shulchan Aruch says that if she sees Machmas Tashmish at particular intervals, at particular times, every 6 months, so in between those 6 months, you don't have to worry about having Tashmish. Says the Torah Shalomim, V'lo Amrinan, Kivin Tekaba Vesel Shalosh Pamim, Kigon Bebios Rosh Chodesh, O Tezvav Yom L'Chodesh, Imkein Bia Rishon Shemir Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach, O Mitazvav Yom Ve'elach, Ikva Vishuv asur l'shamish. Dikivat shenikva vesis liyamim miyad ba'avar osayom muteres l'shamish. Meaning we don't say this is the vesis kavua, and once you have vesis kavua of damach v'sashvish, that makes her asur automatically. No, because if it's tied into the calendar, then when you're not worried about that calendar date, then you don't have anything to worry about. So that's tied into Shita's Rashi. Yeah.
But if they would only have tashmish every 6 months, that would mean that every three times they're having tashmish, she's brought that much as tashmish.
Right. In that case, there is no interval that we say, it's probably, yeah.
So would she become answered to him if the three times they have tashmish are every 6 months?
Probably. According to Rashi. Now, the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Chaf of Isur Bia, writes, no, what does it mean in Yesh Vesas Tol Vesta? She only sees Damach Mas Tashmish when it's the Onas Samach Levesta, when it's the time of her Veset. So when it's the time of her Veset, and she has Tashmish, she sees Dam, that's what it means, that she's not seeing Dam because of Damach Mas Tashmish, she's seeing Dam because that's when she's expecting to see Dam. Right, if a woman knows that on the 15th day of every month, at night, the 15th night of every month, she gets her period, and then she has tashmish the 15th night of every month, and she keeps getting her period, right, and she has tashmish, it's not because she's having tashmish, it's because that's when she's expecting to get her period. The Ramban says the same in Hilchos Nida Perek Vav Halacha Tes Vav, and if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Dalet, Shulchan Aruch quotes this also. Meaning these are not mutually exclusive, even though they're different interpretations of the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch Zif Dalet, Im Shimsha Samuch Levesta, Anu Tolin Re'iyah, So Mishum Vesta, V'lo Chashvinu Lo Ro'am Nachmas Tashmish. She has Tashmish at the time where she's anyway expecting to get a period. That's what it's about. It's not about Re'iyah Nachmas Tashmish. So the Prisha, Frek the Prisha, Kasha, what's the obvious Kasha? Atu Bereshi Yaskinan. What do you mean? She keeps seeing Dam and she has Tashmish at the Onas Avest? The Onas Avest is when you're not allowed to have Tashmish. So she's violating the Isra of having Tashmish at the Onas Avest? That's what we're talking about? The whole Halacha and the Gemara, the whole Kula that we have, is for someone who's in violation of the Halacha of Vestos? So the Shach quotes this Prisha. And you write, little bit in time, the machmel el sim kubed al zivir liv rosh mena samuch levesta, if you will be yosef derech, mishkach sahacha samuch she mutter go im ri'yasa tchilas hayom du mutter kol lai l'shol vanav. He says he's really suggesting two answers in there. Answer number one is, maybe he's yosef derech. And when a husband is yosef derech, he's going to leave, he's going on a business trip, he's going to be away from home for a couple of weeks, there's a mitzvah's ona the night before he leaves, and there are some poskim that hold that mitzvah sona overrides the iser of being mishamish in the onas samuch levesta. So maybe he just travels a lot for business. So each time that he has tashmish with his wife, that she sees dam, is during the vesta, but it's also mutter. Problem is, says the Shach, what if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Taisus and Yevamos, that's not true, that the mitzvah sona, when you're yosef derech, does not override the iser of having tashmish in the onas samuch levesta. So then you need to come up with another answer. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's also to have tashmish even if you're yotzei l'derech. So it must be talking that she saw b'tchilas hayom. So the previous night is mutter, meaning her veset is in the yom, which would mean the night before is mutter. Right, the night before is not aser. But it's still the ona hasamach levesta, but it's just, it doesn't mean the ona of the vessel, it means the ona prior to that. And then it's a big chiddush, right? I mean, then what we're suggesting is that you're even allowed to be tola b'veset when it's one vessel off, right? Meaning she's expecting to get a period during the daytime of Tuesday. They had bia Monday night. So you're allowed to assume that bia was because of her vessel, even though that wasn't really her vessel, right? I mean, that Riyas Dam rather was because of her Veset, even though that wasn't really her Veset. That's what it seems to be saying. Frek the Shach, but that doesn't make sense. V'kashali, the halahachi mutter kala laila shalafanu b'shem to keep the Veset beyond lo chashina the tira b'layla she'en regilios b'layla. If her Veset is Tuesday day, then why would you be allowed to assume that the Dam she sees Monday night was because she's on schedule? She's not on schedule! Meaning, why is it that she's allowed to have bia Monday night? Because she's not expecting her period Monday night. She's expecting her period Tuesday day. So how can, now that she sees after Tashmish, how can you say, oh, it's probably just the regular period? What do you mean? We weren't expecting the regular period then. In Cain, give me the Mekilime high time. Makoshkein de'ein litlos l'kula bahachi shalotei roa machmas Tashmish kimishen regil liros az. That's the Shach's kasha. So says the Shach, Ella hachamari sh'av Rav Shimsha. The preacher started this whole discussion by saying, Atu Bershi Yaskina. And the Shach says, yeah, I've seen worse. Av Rav Shimsha. People sometimes are not so careful about bestos. And that could be the case. E nami, Rabbeinu Tam Farish, from Yesh Laves says, Kirashi, Bukamorchai. Or maybe the Rabbeinu Tam just doesn't hold like the Rambam's understanding of what Yesh Laves means. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with this whole halacha. That if she's Meshamish, some of Chlevesta, and she sees Damach Mestashmish, that we don't call that Damach Mestashmish. No. He doesn't read the Gemara the way the Rambam reads the Gemara. He reads the Gemara the way Rashi reads the Gemara, the way the Mordechai reads the Gemara. So it's only a problem according to Rabbeinu Tam, because if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the mitzvah's ona that you have when you're Yotzei L'Derech overrides the Yisur of Samuch L'Vesta anyway. So the whole kasha is only gets off the ground according to Rabbeinu Tam. Inami, third answer. Hachamari b'ketano shelo evia siman amadayin she'in tzarek lifo shemen kol shelo kavata b'shol shpamin k'del simu kuf pedal siv gim. Over here it's a vesa she'inu kavua for a ketana who's not expecting to see Tam yet. So you don't have anything to worry about. The kamaracha din misbarer sheshimsha samuch vesa dahainu sheras achar tashmish od pamachas v'shayim bos hazman shenimtsa shekav vesa b'shol shpamim tol levesta. Meaning what happens? You had tashmish with the girl. She was not yet of age to have a period, and she saw damach mas tashmish, but it wasn't, as far as you knew, it wasn't the veset. But then it turns out to have been the veset. Because then she later sees Dam the next month at that time, and the time after, and the month after that at that time. So you didn't know at the time that you were having Tashmish with her that it was the Veset. It became the Veset. Okay, those are the three possibilities that the Shach has. So again, the Shach is bothered that if there's no Din Prisha based on the Veset, how could we possibly be Tola in the Veset? So he didn't like that answer of that it was the night before, the Ona before. So either Avra Vashimesh or Rabbeinu Tam just doesn't hold like the Rambam, he holds like Rashi, or, you know, Pischei Tshuva points out in Sikkon Chafalev, it could be that she has a Veses B'yom Tvila, which is mutter to ignore the Veset, because otherwise she'd be Nesar Alamis. But that's a more complicated answer that you have to see. It's very emotional. We'll get there when we do Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Bez
Rishon. Can we just say that when it's Samach Lavesa, we're not going to make you separate from your spouse in any way and assume that you're not going to see it. But when it comes to Ulam HaPrei, if something happens, we can say, okay, it must have been the blood must have come from
you. Yeah, you can say such a star. Meaning that we're not, but the Shach doesn't like it. Meaning he says, if we're willing to be Mekil to Layin Aftash, which means we have no Chashash that this relates to your regular Yastam. So then to say after the fact that it does, this is hard to say. But I mean, that's what the Shach is sort of struggling with.
Yeah. In terms of the Veses, the third answer of the Shach, is he saying that it becomes a Veses in Ulam HaPrei?
That's how I read it. Why, you don't think so? Dimnis barer shashim shasamach
levesta. But I mean, is that how the thing actually works? That just because, I mean, that those three times now, like you assume that they're over at Isur Ulam HaPrei?
No, not over in Isser.
We're saying
they're not over in Isser. That's the point. I mean, we're trying to come up with a way that it was mutter. So we're saying it was mutter, and now you don't even have to worry that it's damach mustashmish because you see that it's tolu bevesta. Because this, every time she saw it was at the time of the vesta. So that's the Rambam. And then we have the Mordechai. The Mordechai in the second paragraph of Shulis writes that if she has a veset kavua, what it means when the Gemara says in Yesh Vesa Tol Vesa, if she has a Vesa Kavua, we can assume that all other blood outside of the Vesa is Damaka. Now that is an enormous Chiddush, right? Meaning Rashi and the Rambam were just willing to tell you because of the Vesa, you don't have to worry about Damaka Mustashrish. But she's a Nida, she's going to need Shem Nikim, she needs to go to the Mikvah, she's going to be Asur the Baila. The Mordechai is saying, the simple reading of the Mordechai, is that if she sees Damaka Mustashrish, and it happened, and then, and she has a Veset Kavua, assume the dam machmas tashmish is dam maka, and therefore she's not even nita. An incredible chiddush that she's not even going to be asur lebayla. She's not even considered a nita. So the Ramah in Sifhei, if you look at Sifhei, b'yesh la maka ba'usu makom, tolin b'dam makasa. If a woman has a maka ba'usu makom, the Shulchan Aruch says you can be tolin the maka. V'im dam makasa meshuna midam ri'iyasa, ina tolin b'dam makasa. Unless it looks like nida blood and not like maka blood. Says Ramah, v'kol ze b'yisha sh'yesh la vestas kavua, oz yichol l'litlo shalo b'shas vesta b'makasa. That when a woman has a vesa kavua, right, meaning which is exactly the way the Mordechai learned the Gemara, that if a woman has a vesa kavua and then she sees dam machmas tashmish off vesa, off schedule, so you could be tola b'makasa. Afal pi she'enu yoda'as bevadai she'makasa motziya dam, even though she doesn't know for sure that her maka is motzi dam. But what does she know for sure according to the Ramah? That she has a maka. Right? That's not quite what the Mordechai says. He doesn't go quite as far as the Mordechai. Mordechai seems to say, if she has a vesa kavua and she sees dam machmas tashmish not at the time of the vesa kavua, okay, it must be dam maka, everything's fine. Says the Ramah, we'll move the needle a little bit. Normally, knowing that you have a maka, but not knowing that the maka is motzi dam is not going to be enough to help you. But because you have a vesa kavua, and there was just a tashmish, we have the right to assume that if you know that you have a maka, that probably that maka is motzi dam. So that's the Ramah, that it has to be that she knows that she has a maka, she just doesn't know that the maka is motzi dam, which is assuming, like the Rashba and Taras Abayis, that a maka that's not known to be motzi dam, but could bleed, could be assumed to be motzi dam. Now the Shach in Sifkat L'chaf adds that all of this only works if there was tashmish. Meaning, what is tam? A woman had a veset, and she has a maka that she doesn't know to be motzi dam. She doesn't know if it's motzi dam or not. And then she gets what looks like a period. Just tam, not even a tashmish. Gets a period. Can she say, well, look, I have a veset kavua. This is not on my veset kavua. I don't know that the maka is not motzi dam. Maybe all of this dam came from the maka. Maybe it could be tolda b'maka. Says the Shach, nothing doing. The whole cool over here is because of the trauma of the tashmish. That when you have a maka that may or may not be motzi dam, and then you aggravated it, and then you saw a bunch of dam, then you have the right, and you have a vesel kavua, then you have the right to assume that it's a dam maka. Had there not been any tashmish, and she saw dam not at her shas vesel, of course she's a nida. But then the Shach also disagrees with the Ramah and says to only rely on the Mordechai as far as allowing her to stay married, but that she should still be considered a nida. Meaning we thought the Mordechai was saying, and the Mordechai was saying, l'chora, that if she has dam machmas tashmish, shalom b'shas vesta, she's not even a nida. You can be told of the maka. And the Ramah says, yeah, just a caveat, she has to know that she has a maka, but then you're told in the maka. Says the Shach, no. Not in Hilchos Nida, you're not told of the Maka. In Hilchos Aguna, you're told of the Maka. But we'll let her stay married, but we're not going to assume that she's not a Nida. In Pesachei Tshuva, in Sifkat Chavav, he writes that when we consider the Trumas Hadeshen, that a woman who never bleeds less than whatever X number of days after her last period, that those days are considered like she has a Vesa Kavua. Ooh, so what's the end of the sentence going to be? Right, if every woman who knows that before Yud Dalad Yom, she's not bleeding. She never in her life bled before 22 days, let's say, after her last period. So Truma Session holds, that means for 22 days, she has a din of a Vesed Kavua. And what do we just say? If a woman has a Vesed Kavua, and she's Roa Dam Nachmas Tashmish, according to the Mordechai, she's good. Nothing to worry about. According to the Ramah, she has to know that she has a Maka, right? So then, if you put it together in the Trumas Veshen, if she has a Vesel Kavua, not to see Dam, then it would turn out that if she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish during that time, or she has a known Maka and sees Dam during that time, she can assume it's all Dam Maka. Meaning, not or. And she has a Maka, according to the Ramah, she can assume it's Dam Maka. Yeah.
Is the reason for the Shach, because otherwise there wouldn't be so much dam normally because of this maka, and therefore it must be, if it's a real ri'iya, if it's this amount of blood that's normally a ri'iya, then you can't really be told on the maka. So in a case where she, a woman only has a small amount of blood that she sees during her nida, would you maybe be more likely to be told on?
No, I don't think it's about kamos of dam. Because in general, kamos of dam never really determines. The point is that it's a ri'iya in the sense that she was margish, zivas tabalach, or she stuck a bedika cloth inside, or something like that. I don't think it's about the quantity of the dam. Because in halacha, you know, like we spoke about, nowadays poskim are noeg to treat kamos of dam as an indicator, but in halacha it's not really, you know, there's no halacha. Tibas dam kachardo, you know, that's the halacha. Now the Bach and the Taz and Sifkar Ches explain that be'emes chadamilsi, but zlomo shem yesh lo maka, afal pi she'en ro'i litlos, but kol kach, ilu lo haya lo veses, yikol makom achshav sheyesh lo veses talimim ba. Meaning, essentially what they're saying is that it's a combination of factors that allow us to be told of b'maka. It's the factor that she has a veses kavua, and therefore this is totally unexpected for the sidam. Plus, there's a maka, even though I don't know that the maka is necessarily motzi dam. So it's that, and there was some trauma. There's tashmish. So when you put all of those factors together, that's what creates the right to be tova. So that is the third sheet in Rishonim the Mordechai. So it's just interesting that like all three sheetos in Rishonim have echoes in Shulchan Aruch, even though they're all looking at the same Gemara, right? They all somehow express themselves in Shulchan Aruch. The Mordechai, not like Lemaisa Lemaisa, you know, with an adjustment, but they all make it into Shulchan Aruch. The Nedvi Yehuda in Siman Samach Aleph, Lishitaso, says that since it's like a Vesa Shena Kavua, since the very nature of Damach Mazal Shavesh Shena Kavua, that in Yesh La Vesta, Vesa just means, not like any other Rishon would say, it means if she's subsequently Koveya a Veset, then in Choshema. The Yehuda says that's what the Gemara was saying, right? The Yehuda's big chiddush that, you know, that he was very hesitant to even rely on because it was such a davar chadash, whatever. He tainas, that's what the Gemara is saying. That in Yesh Leveses, the Yerusalemich Leveset. In Yesh Leveses doesn't mean Kvar Haya Leveset. It means if now she establishes a Veset Kavua, good. And you forget about that. Damach Vesash, which is Damach Vesash, which is Veshena Kavua. But that's one kula in the Gemara, in Yesh Leveses. Now, another kula that we have is that Ein Kalat Bo Shavos. She saw Damach Masash three times the first husband, she's allowed to go to a second husband. So Beis Yosef quotes from the Smag that that's based on the Sfek Sveika. Safek Shema Minat Stadim, and Afilim Tim Tzilomar, that's Minat Makar. Maybe the second husband won't prompt that reaction from her body. So even if from the first husband it came out as Damina Makar, the second husband won't cause it to be Damina Makar. So the Ran points out, the Chidush Ran, that if she did a bedika by the first husband and found it to be Mina Makar, you lose the Svet Sveka, then she becomes a Surah to the Shem. Meaning the whole had to do with the second husband of Ein Kol Tzvah. It's not just on Ein Kol Tzvah Shavos, and therefore, meaning you might have said, even if she does a bedika, it's still Ein Kol Tzvah Shavos. So maybe she's still Muteres. No, Ein Kol Tzvah Shavos was a way to turn it into a Svek Sveika. That maybe the initial, maybe she's really Muteres even to the first husband and to everybody, because maybe she never even became an Edel. It was all just Dam Naka, it was all Dam Minat Stadim. And even if it was real Dam Nida, then Ein Kol Tzvah Shavos, maybe the second husband won't cause that. But if you take away one of those Svekos, and you do the bedika shvaferes, and you determine that at the tip of the moch, there it is, there's the dam, you know it's been a mucker, you lost the svek sveka. Yeah.
If it's
Eshkol
Bruya, is it added as the svek
sveka? Yeah, because even Eshkol Bruya, if it's b'shas hachak gadol, like b'makom igun, we may not require the mevar. Then we have in the Gemara the story, right, that they scared her and plop, there came the blood, and you know, like a woman whose water breaks, except it's just the blood that just plopped out of her body, and now she's good. So Shulchan Aruch quotes that too, right? We saw yesterday. Did you see that yesterday? Siftes. So Shulchan Aruch says, have too many pages in my shulchan. I mean, I'm not looking to get rid of some of the halachos. But. So in Siftes, Shulchan Aruch writes, Hivchidua pit'om v'nafam v'mena chararas dam nisrapes v'mataris l'bayla v'mchazim v'rasa machmasash v'afilu pamachas v'yadu shalom nisrapes, unless you see that she's not healed. He says, we aren't matir based on this refuah nowadays, but we're not going to make her get divorced after she goes through this refuah until you see that it didn't work. But it's not going to work. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch essentially says. So the Tur quotes a Ramban that Rabbi Mavchid was a pachad pit'om. Etc. What the Shulchan Aruch quotes is pretty much the Lashon of the Ramban. So Beis Yosef writes, he says, I don't know why all the poskim left out this din. The Gemara just tells us that Rebbe relied on it. Rebbe did it. It worked. And the Gemara never says that anyone says, ah, come on, that's a pseudoscience that Rebbe's practicing. What kind of quack? You know that? No, the Gemara never said that. It sounds like no one disagrees with him. Mashma vade dilchsekavasei. The Asher disfiluk diver Ramban shekos Rabbeinu de'inna in matirin osala akshra sadam. So says Beis Yosef, it could be that just nowadays we don't rely on it. And in the Chinami, everyone agrees it's halacha. Everyone agrees that it's a thing. We just don't know how to do it. We don't know what that even looks like, that the Chararas Dam comes out of her. So in Darkei Moshe, he'll say, he writes, Ve'in dvar v'nirim b'zeh. Tidus v'ru l'poskim k'tiv Ramban, lo'ilam l'chtav gamdim b'tikas ha-shofer, still some chinu lo b'zman azal das Ramban. You know what else the Ramban says doesn't work nowadays? The b'tikas ha-shoferes. And yet all the poskim quote that one. Right? So we have two atarim. We have a b'tikas ha-shoferes and we have the Chararas Dam. The Ramban says neither of them can be relied on nowadays, and yet all the poskim quote the Bedikas Shofaris, and none of them quote the Chararas Dam. So don't tell me it's because they're all Ramban Jews. If they're Ramban Jews, they'd be consistent Ramban Jews. Kemosha unsomchin, chain somchin al post Chararas Dam, ukemosh kasa goes my mom is behedil das Ramban. Elenir leadish mitu aposkim din da post Charara, mishum deinanu bekiin bedinahu dafka. That it's that din that we're not bekiyin in. Va'od de'efshal lemekam ala demilsa'i de b'dikas ha-shoferes de mahani b'zman azal das aposkim. Plus, you have another option. We have b'dikas ha-shoferes, which does work. Moshen is bayir. Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Pesachim Shuvah Sechal Namites, says that only chatichas dam works. So apparently there are some details about this whole test that could be confusing, right? Is it a chatichas dam? Is it a spill of liquid blood? So maybe that's the reason we don't rely on it, because a lot of times when you have these tests, we're just not sure of all the details of the test, right? Like the Gemara that talks about how to tell whether something is tcheles or kala ilan. So it tells us some test. Are we confident that we can really do that test? Or being mavir kesem, being mavir kesem to see if it's dam or it's not dam. Are we confident that we know all of those ingredients and how to apply them? And that, so it could be that we're just not expert enough in all the details of the test. Now, the Gemara said, "Im yesh la makom ba'usamakom tolev makasa." So again, we're going through all of the kulas that the Gemara teaches us, right? So we had kula number one was im yesh la veset tolev bevesta. Then we had in kolas boshavos. Then we had the chararas dam because of a pachad pitov. Now we have im yesh la maka ba'osu makom tola b'makasa. If she has a maka, you can be told in the maka. So the context of dam maka, whenever we talk about dam maka ba'osu makom, the context where it comes up in shas is dam mach masashish. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out that look, only the same would apply to any other ri'iyas dam. Meaning a woman does a bedika seif. A woman takes a bedika cloth and does a bedika, and there's dam on it. So whether you have a maka that's going to be enough to be mekil will depend on this, right? On how we define a maka in this context. So while the simon of dam achmas tashmish, lemaisa, as geshmak as it is, and I really find it to be super geshmak, as geshmak as it is not so lemaisa, now we get lemaisa. Because when we define what kind of marker is going to be good enough that a gynecologist sticks an instrument inside and it comes out with dam on it, or that a woman does a bedika and it comes out with dam on it, or a woman puts a tampon in and it comes out with dam on it. So we're going to need to study this to know what kind of marker would justify being makil in such a case. Right? When we were looking at bedika cloths with Rav Neuberger, at one point he said, yeah, that's red, but that's dam marker. Like, what? How do you know? Who? If you're expert enough and you've seen it enough. So how confident do you have to be that it's dam marker? How much do you have to know exactly? So the rules of ksamim are different, right? That's important to just get out of the way. In Simu Kuf Tzadi, we discussed tli of the marker. That's a totally different set of rules. The tli of the marker just has to be that there's some marker that you're not even... that it's reasonable to assume that it's possible, you know, like it's a much lesser standard to be told a kesem in a makkah than to be told a bedika seid in a makkah, or told a riyaz damach mustashmish in a makkah. So the rules of a kesem are totally different. Meaning, over there it needs to be a makkah that's yodua shemotzi dam. We know that it bleeds, right? She goes to a bodekas, and the bodekas presses against the makkah with a cloth, and there's blood on the cloth. So tiyadur shemotzidam, you don't need all of it. I'm sorry. By kesem, you don't need that. I said that. By kesem, you don't need that tiyadur shemotzidam. You just need to know. Do you feel an irritation? Yeah. Okay. Right. That's reason enough to assume that's the cause of your kesem. But if a woman does a bedika and comes out with blood on the bedika cloth and she says, I feel a little bit of an irritation, that's not enough to be makil. Maybe you have to send it to a bodekas, and if the bodekas presses against the makkah and comes out with blood on it, then maybe we'll have room to be makkel, right? But that's what we're about to learn now. Like, what exactly do you need? What is the standard that you need in order to be makkel? But I'm looking at the clock, and I see that it's almost 12:30, so maybe we shouldn't start this right now. So maybe on Sunday we'll get into that topic, the topic of what kind of makkah. Yeah, that'll be Sunday. And then Monday we'll talk about believing doctors. That'll be
pleasure. Can I ask her the